You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It is a Thursday. Welcome in to our prayer time broadcasts. We start 6 o'clock Monday through Friday with prayer time, and I'm glad that you've joined us. Thank you very much for doing that. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Now let's talk about God's love for just a minute. In relationships with relatives and friends, everything depends on love. How much love, what love we have one for another. So what importance or value would wealth be if love is lacking between a husband and wife or between parents and children? Doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter what kind of goods you have, if you don't have love. So what value is knowledge and enthusiasm in God's work without the experience and assurance of God's love? It'd be worthless. Each of us must personally witness the transformation in our own lives when we receive the gift of salvation from Jesus Christ, and He becomes the center of our very self. You remember the old hymn? No, I'm not going to sing it this morning, but it's a beautiful hymn. The love of God, greater far than tongue nor pen can ever tell, goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Well, we who are mere humans, and that's all of us, we fail to understand the breadth, the height, the depth, and the truth of the very thought that God loves us, that He loves you and me with an everlasting love. We know that friends and family can fail us, but God never fails. Sometimes we think that the prayers are going unanswered, but they're not. They're not. He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13:15. Now, the days in which we live are troubled times. Seems like everything around us is crashing. There's very little encouragement. But you can open your eyes and look up and take time to look around you and see the love of God expressed in His creation. Puffy clouds, the blue sky, the green grass, the flowers and the birds. Yep, you can look around and see God at work. So there's no promise of golden sunsets every day. There's no promise of the vegetables in the garden growing properly or of health and wealth for all of us. But we don't have to look far to see someone else who has very much less than we ourselves have. Unemployment, financial disasters, divorce, unexpected or unwanted pregnancies, business failures, it just goes on, doesn't it? Sometimes those things happen because, well, we haven't had foresight, we didn't plan properly. We know that God Himself wants the very best for all of us. But that father-child relationship where we call him our Heavenly Father, has got to be established personally and in advance by our coming to him on his terms and by our receiving the gift of salvation. Acts 2:38 talks about repentance, and 1 John 1:9 talks about confession. Acts 16:31 talks about belief. Romans 10:13 talks about calling upon God. Romans 12:1 and 2 talks about presenting our bodies and having transformed lives. Then Ephesians 2:8 and 9 talks about faith and how we have to depend on faith. And meanwhile, those Bible verses are useless unless we look on them and believe them as expressions of God's love for us and what he wants us to have, which is the life that is abundant in Christ. Now, he's freely provided it for us, and he wants us to have it. In my studies, I've found that God's love for us is the most powerful force ever known. God created the universe, the heavens, the earth, everything that is in all of that. He made a way for us to enjoy life to its fullest now and to be assured of a home in heaven when we pass on. This way he provided was a sacrificial death of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross, and Christ's victorious resurrection, conquering the grave, was for us all. So give this serious thought. He did it all for us. All we have to do is accept his love gift and go forward in victory. And so that's the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we're approaching this time of resurrection and the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, may it be that we each have that personal relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son, and we will be nurtured and we will grow as the Holy Spirit leads us. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, it's with thanksgiving in my heart that I come to you, bringing these folks with me to pray. We're told to come boldly before your throne. We're told to come in the name and through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we do so. And we are thankful that you have invited us and that there is no reluctance on your part to receive us. We thank you for that. Now, Father, I ask that you would receive our petitions, our concerns, as well as our adoration and praise and thanksgiving, that you would make provision for physical needs that are reported to us and the financial needs that are reported to us and all these things. I ask that you would make provision for them and for this ministry of WHCB. You'd make provision. And we thank you for what you're doing. We give you praise. Now, Lord, we ask that you would cause us to rejoice in Jesus Christ and to do so in such a way that it would influence others to follow Christ. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.